This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Holy crap, look at this. It's hour two on a Tuesday night. We are a full cast of idiots now. Doug Wilkie has joined us, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him.
Morgan.
Thank you.
Nor snow, nor heat, or rain, or
a job.
Or any of those things will keep Doug from showing up.
Even work.
All right, now I feel like it's a service to the post office. I'm going to have to Google what the fuck that poem is.
Get that thing. Give us your tired, your weary. What is it?
Your tempest tossed.
Yes. I like that. The post office one is also the one on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Through sleet and snow.
Our first hour, of course, was catching up on what all we've been doing. Then we sat here and bitched sitting in 60-degree weather about how cold it is everywhere else.
Okay. God.
But now we're going to tell you some stories because we looked them up in headlines. Well, you have to look pretty hard these days to find someone who doesn't like the musical Hamilton, the Broadway smash that revolutionized musical theater and made Lin-Manuel Miranda an international superstar. Well, that is probably why, for the week of January 11th, Starbucks celebrated Alexander Hamilton's birthday with a new playlist in all of their stores called Hamilton Takeover, which, as the name suggests, filled the chain's nearly 8,000-plus cafes with the sounds of not only the original Broadway cast recording, but also the mixtape of one-off Hamilton-related Hamel Drops, as they're called. Customers might not have noticed, but the workers were forced to endure...
You're only there to get a goddamn coffee.
...the same Founding Father-related raps and mixes on an endless repeat. Hamilton soon became a problem. This version of the playlist clocked in at about 2 hours and 16 minutes, and it contains multiple versions of the same songs. For example, two versions of It's Quiet Uptown and a double dose of History Has Its Eyes on You, and a whopping 4 different recordings of Dear Theodosia, including one from Chance the Rapper, which only compounds the problem, repetition that is causing Starbucks baristas to go not so quietly insane. On January 17th, a Starbucks barista named Emily complained on Reddit that, quote, "If I have to hear Hamilton one more time, I'm getting a ladder and ripping the speakers out of the ceiling of the store." She added, "I was a fan of Hamilton's music, but if I hear a toast to the groom, I'm going to go batshit crazy."
To the groom.
Another Starbucks worker writes in that Reddit thread, "I love Hamilton, but I don't want to listen to 10 different remixes of Satisfied on repeat for 8 hours ever again."
Yeah.
Sure. One disgruntled worker asks only, quote, "Why is this happening to me, and what did I do to piss off corporate?" Starbucks is hardly alone in forcing its workers to listen to the same songs over and over and over. Several people can recall a summer job from their childhood that subjected them to an endless loop of maybe the soundtrack to Forrest Gump. And chances are good that anyone who works in a bar, restaurant, or retail environment has been forced to endure something similar.
Especially before the fancy electronic,
sure.
Well, those corporations, they pick their sterilized...
We used to have tapes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have you knew what the next song was, and you wanted to, kill yourself.
Yeah. Well, they pick a sterilized song list in back in the day where they can only play so many certain types of songs. Lyrics can't be in it. Lyrics can be in it. It can be the instrumental version of a song, but you can't play the real song because it says, "Daddy, I'm keeping my baby," or whatever the fuck.
Oh, God, right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Killing my baby. That's what I was just saying.
There's a Madonna reference for those of you people out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, if you're not up to running, going, Doug.
No, but get to the end of that story because
that's all I saved of it. What else did you want to talk about?
Because there's some song that they talk about from 2006 that I never heard of that they said has been on Starbucks loops for over.
Oh.
I guess it's from 2006. And I guess it's got some whistling in it for three minutes.
Oh, right. It does. They did say something
and
about
that. And everybody hates it. So at the end of the article, they're like, "But it's better than that other song you all used to play." I got to find that article. Because I want to know what the other song was. I didn't have time to Google it.
I don't spend any time in a Starbucks, so I don't hear any of their stuff.
That's fantastic.
If you're not ready to go, Doug, we can move to Marnie.
You're going to have to
go. Go, Marnie. Take it away.
So there are a few things that us white folk tend to say every now and again.
I don't know if I like where this is going.
Well.
Is this the white noise portion of our program?
No, it could be. Okay. Maybe. So these are just things that all white people love to say. So let's see if the consensus will be real around this table.
Well, we are all white
we all
folk.
Have the white folk.
We do have that.
Okay.
Okay.
So Twitter's latest meme trend is as accurate as it is funny. Loads of Twitter users answered the question, what do white people love to say? The amount of isms collected is crazy, and each person's answer is sure to make you laugh, from old jokes to catchphrases and offhand remarks. Our list covers a bit of everything. So if you can think of a popular saying or two, read on to see if the internet agrees with you. You might even say a few of these things without realizing it. So
you might even
check
say
out
it
this
glows.
List.
That's where I thought you were going with
of
that.
Things that white people say. If
shit
you are definitely
say.
Guilty okay. of these things.
All right. Hit me.
So white people love saying, must be free, when the price tag is missing.
Oh my God. I think you should just in there. That's the best.
I really think that's funny. Get all the free stuff. On the subject of living dangerously, white people love saying, ooh, these are dangerous, after trying a new snack.
Yeah.
No.
Totally.
I like the first
one. These are dangerous?
Yeah. These are dangerous.
God, oh, these Wheat Thins are dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get excited about Wheat Thins.
No. No.
But I mean, what?
I'm talking like Girl Scout cookies, like having your first taste of
dangerous.
A Thin Mint. You in danger,
yeah.
girl.
By the way, where the fuck are them Thin Mints right now? I need some.
I've got trucks backing up
good,
to my
okay,
house.
Nice.
I know, I should have brought some over.
All right, anyway, go ahead.
So there's a kind of a lack of trust, right? White people love saying, well, I'll be sure to stay off the road when someone gets their driver's license.
Oh.
Doesn't everybody say that?
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't had
especially
to do
white
that.
People.
Well, I haven't had to do that because I don't know anybody with kids that's ever got their license where I have to act like I give
there
a
were
shit.
A lot. I'm going to let that go.
Here's an Arizona. Is it on there? An Arizona one? Is it hot enough for you?
Yeah, oh. right. Yeah. Well, you don't have to shovel sunshine.
Dear Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I can't remember what the statute of limitations is, but the last person that said that to me, I think I killed them.
Yeah, right.
With
right.
a snow shovel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right. How do you make plans? White people love saying, let's play it by ear.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I say that. So white people love saying, there's my cardio for the day, after walking up a flight of stairs.
How are these only white people things?
Mainly white people are saying this kind of shit. Yeah. It's pretty Anglo.
I'm pretty sure Aretha Franklin walked up about three steps at one point and goes, What the hell is going on?
After she ate two chili dogs.
And a partridge
See?
And a pear tree.
She had a different expression.
See?
Right, but it's... But it's that's
You just proved your point.
No, well, and
she said,
and,
that's my cardio for the day, and then she's...
And, well, actually, this Wicked or Amina saying raised with the British English, that's in the Northeast, primarily. So
oh, it's
people,
Boston.
Oh, everything
yeah, that's
is
a,
wicked.
Oh, so wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked good.
So when Doritos pack a punch, white people love saying, it's got a little kick to it.
It sounds really awful when
it
you
does.
Say
yeah,
it. It does.
It sounds really white.
True.
Did I say that?
It's got a little kick to it. It does have a little kick to it. That,
spicy.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, it's so spicy.
In Minnesota, they're eating ketchup going.
Those are dangerous.
That's
then you do that little thing.
Yeah, you have to. Ooh. I like it. Ooh.
Spicy.
Oh my God.
White people love saying, get these away from me. After eating a few ketchup.
Because they're dangerous.
Or
and
spicy.
They're wicked dangerous.
They're wicked.
Oh, now if you put it all in one supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yep.
That's what white people say too. That was that's like number
white
five.
People love saying, "What's the damage?" and then chuckling when they have to pay for something.
I would just be like, "Well, I guess it's free."
All that food was dangerous.
My neighbor, the other day, I came home at the very same time. Actually, my landlord.
Did you play it by ear?
And he's old and white. We took the bull by the horns.
All right.
Jeez.
I love it. It's not a euphemism, right?
And so our male guy comes up and I have the apartment style. My old white landlord is there. I think this counts, Marty.
Okay.
And he puts it in. You know, he puts the nail. You can't walk up and touch him until he's done the thing because we're the apartment kind.
Okay,
I learned one time.
Yeah.
He's like, don't do that. But anyway, so I waited, And this, to me, seems so perfect for this. My landlord goes, oh, thank you, Joe, or whatever his name is. And he was like, you know, oh, he's like, but, you know, we don't want any of the bills.
Totally. But hold the bills.
But hold the bills. Oh. I was like, oh,
I would
my
have
God.
Shocked your
I
know.
Or like I going want, through
I,
it.
I looked at the mail guy, because I know him. Like, I looked at him like.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm cool.
He's it's like every time so someone not. Comes in and says, working hard or hardly working.
Oh, my like, God. Oh, are there coffee mug that you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps.
Yeah. That's the kind of shit that I'm like, yeah, I'm going to need a restraining order for the
You're
rest of the day.
You're also going to be dead to work here.
Yeah.
God, I'm going to totally keep using all of these. I love it.
Like the hang
White
in there
people
kidding.
Love saying, and I always will say this, I'm going to butcher this when they have a foreign name.
Oh, you know, it's European.
It's European. Yes, now
that's,
it's see, European.
That's just complimentary. You're making it fancy. It's European.
It's European.
It's European. Absolutely.
I just say people now, I'm like, if I try, it's just going to turn into a hate crime if right. I try to say that out loud.
Right? White, Anon said right. White people spicy.
Yeah, right? White people love saying, I'm still nibbling on it when the waitress tries to take their plate.
I just say I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm still working on
working
it.
Working
yeah.
on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go like this with the fork.
Yeah. That's like me with that cream sausage rants. Back right. off, lady.
I will cut you, bitch.
From one yeah. white girl to another, let's just yeah. talk. You're yeah. not touching
you're
that.
We're not playing this by ear, you exactly. fucking twat.
You go away, nobody gets
you
on.
Gave me a steak knife, and I am not afraid to use it.
No jury would ever convict you, Al.
Just give them each a sample of cream sauce.
Trial's over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no jury that's ever eaten a Durant's.
Well, that's why you got to bring the cream sauce with you. Exhibit one, just pass around here's the bread.
Why are we here? Because of this, Your Honor.
Yeah,
this,
yeah.
This goes right to the Durant's what would we call it?
Experience.
Defense.
Oh, okay. The Durant's defense. Oh. She touched my cream sauce, what, Your Honor.
Hey, well.
Well.
Hmm. We're not gonna play that by ear. White people love saying I didn't like it at all after handing their empty plate to the waiter. Oh.
I can't.
This is getting wider and wider.
So, white people love saying, it's a box, halfway through opening up presents.
Oh my God.
I was dying when I read this. So dumb. How to greet your friends.
The worst part is I've heard all of these
white people love to have parties and always let everyone know their best friend arrived by saying, oh, look what the cat dragged in.
Oh, yeah. I'm not the one that says that, but I've heard that. Yeah.
He doesn't like cats.
Some, yeah, that's true. Some self-made sound effects. White people love saying knock, knock out loud instead of knocking.
Good God.
I think this is getting better and better.
Knock, knock.
Sounds horrible white women make.
I have one. I just thought of one.
Go ahead.
We'll just take a look-see.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little look-see. Just a look-see. White people love saying, you're going to have to roll me out of here after they eat too much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, white people love saying, let's get the show on the road when they have to wait for more than 5 minutes for anything. I hear that a lot because
yeah,
you know,
you've been yes. I'm always it's the not you minutes, telling people
I don't
to hurry
say
up.
That.
Is there a picture of the group that put this list together?
It's all people on Twitter. Just people like sending that out. White people love to use the restroom before leaving a restaurant and come out shaking their hands dry, saying "Ready to rock and roll."
I have
oh,
never,
that okay.
I've
that I'm not. That
yeah,
I don't know.
No, I'm gonna. But that just makes me laugh having to read these. It's cracking me up right now. A popular alternative to "You're welcome." White people love saying, "That's why they pay me the big bucks." Whenever someone thanks them for helping,
That's horrible. That's so true. Why you make the big bucks.
That's
it
right.
works either way.
Mm-hmm. White people love seeing white people memes and sending them to their other white friends, saying "guilty."
Oh my God!
Good Lord!
Guilty.
That's the best one, I think. Guilty. Oh
my God!
I mean, how white can I mean? That's as bad. Oh, that's just awful. White people love saying "you're
oh, I
paying
just got an
for
email.
Mine too" when they see anyone they know at a restaurant.
Oh, I've never heard that one before.
Just got an email from the NAACP.
Oh.
guilty.
A popular term
this
to
is
convey.
Why we can't call the show white noise. Right. She drove right into the lane.
Yeah, big time. Knock, knock. I said.
Jesus Christ.
Merging.
White, a popular phrase that love. This cracked me up. Popular term to convey emphasis. Emphasis. Saying literally all the time.
No, that is the word. I had a former colleague
literally
at Sage,
the worst.
And she would say it was literally. I'm like, but everything
lit,
you're
not,
saying
not.
It is. Totally. You don't need to say literally because it is a real thing that's happening. Yeah. I wanted to smack her in the face.
Yeah, last year's New Year's vacation where I had to be. No, not literally. No,
that's what no. Katie used to. Katie Jones. She was on Totes Lit.
Yeah, Totes Lit.
Totes McGoats. But she was. Yeah. She did Totes Lit all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't bother me as much as literally.
It's the worst.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
That's as they say, worse than genocide.
when white people love saying.
Oh, my God.
That's courtesy of the show, girls. Yeah. Yeah. I'm careful who I say that around. But.
They love saying, when an absolute fantastic song comes on. And then we gotta go dance.
But wouldn't that go piggyback with "That's my jam"?
Right. Again, this is how white people say "That's my jam."
No, I understand, but no, I feel like white people say "That's my jam," trying to be a little.
Oh, totally. But they also were like things on their head that you know they we try to do. No.
I know. She's going.
Shawl,
don't
turban.
No. Don't push it.
No, like that. People like
push it.
Knock, knock.
Why do they have a list? Why do they have? Why did Bane from Batman just sing push?
Why can't they pull it?
We're almost done.
That's what white people say to you.
White people love walking into a bedroom and saying, so this is where the magic happens.
Oh my God, that is so white. So when I worked at, I got to tell white, when I worked at Z-Tejas, and he was a really very hot guy, white, but just total, you're just bro, dude, dumb, white bartender, hotter than hell. So
bro,
we get drunk
hotter than hell.
We get hotter than hell. And we got, but this ruined it. Even I was like, I don't think I'd fuck him now, but, because we got
literally.
We got drunk after work and then doing one of those drinking after the shift everyone should go home but after the two drinks you had and then we're like, let's go to my house. So we're like, let's go drink more. So we go over there. And so I was at his apartment and we got in and I went to go find where the bathroom. I'm like, where? And he's like, oh, down here. And he's like, well, it's going to be, I'll show you. And we were walking by and then in his room, he was like, I said, well, who lit? He's like, that's my roommate. That's my room. And he goes, that's where the magic happens.
Oh, see? I'm telling you, it's like, awful.
Oh, no.
No.
Not going to have any magic in there.
No,
Now, the couch on the other side.
That's where a lot of drunk anonymous sex happens.
Right? Like,
but I don't think any magic is happening
there. Didn't know you were David Copperfield.
Yeah.
White people love saying, oh, there's a wall right there. Right after they run into a wall. I, on the other hand, just say, have that removed immediately. White people love to
Was there a minute ago, too? About the wall.
Oh, I see.
Because I just assume it wasn't that they just built that wall right in my way.
Nice. Assholes.
The gnomes.
When white people love saying bless you in different languages, like gesundheit.
Yeah.
They love saying, why don't you stay a while when you sit down and haven't taken your shoes off yet?
Oh yeah! Mm-hmm. Oh God!
I don't want them to stay.
Exactly. How to tell when the food is good? White people love saying, "No one's talking, so the food must be good."
Make it sound so icky.
I know because
these are all things that your aunt has
because
said.
They are. That's exactly what I'm reading. I think white people love saying, "Can't go anywhere without these" when coming back inside to get their keys that they forgot.
Oh.
or looking in my car and saying that.
Amita says, is that wall thing a white people thing or a drunk person thing?
Both.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
drunk
Al.
White.
Yeah. Just because I never look where I'm going.
White people just love to say, see you next year on December 31st.
That one might be universal.
It
though.
Might
I feel
be.
Like that joke.
But the last thing is, we love to say, good. We needed it so badly whenever it rains. I know because I literally just said it to myself. I can't wait. Every night. Knock, knock.
I just want you to know that what I say is, oh, I guess we need this fucking rain.
Right?
Yeah. That's my version of that, because I hate rain.
God's crying.
Oh, shut up.
Because you said literally.
Well, we'll play it by ear. Maybe that's why.
I sent you a link because...
Oh, fuck, isn't that ridiculous?
That really is.
Because of what?
There could be a good picture in my...
Oh, okay.
Now my favorite thing is that next time you hear that...
If you think it is.
Someone's saying it, we can chortle about that.
So someone tried to kill this white gentleman.
Mm.
A vandal got a rude awakening when he tried to run over a 9-foot snowman that was built on a tree stump.
Oh.
Kentucky homeowner Cody Lutz calls it instant karma. What goes around comes around in good ways and bad ways. So I guess everyone learns a valuable lesson here from Frosty. The towering triple stack of snowballs in northern Kentucky has a lot of character. Much like the people who built it, the snowman was packed with purpose. Lutz says he loves the snow so much that he took snowman building to the extreme, using a massive tree stump as the base for their top hat topped creation. Went to work on Monday night. What?
Hmm?
I hate when people use irony wrong. You can't literally even read that sentence.
It's the same family as literally used irony wrong. I literally used irony wrong.
But I
wrong.
Feel like...
right? That just... I had to like stop and think for a second on that
literally
one.
Literally no one knows how to use irony. So someone saw the Lutz family creation tried to fracture Frosty with the front end of their truck, and somebody likes alliteration. But they quickly realized their mistake when the plowed away snow showed Frosty's roots. There's a lesson here. So all you see is a crash car in the base of a giant snowman.
It's lovely.
But my thought, as someone who's made snowballs and... snowmen. Yeah,
you would know.
Yeah, is that those fuckers get, as like the sun comes up, they harden and they crystallize. Do. Like something that was 9 feet tall, that base was like a snow mountain. It wasn't just going to like poof blow away like a tumbleweed. That motherfucker was going to kill you either way.
Yeah, right. That's true. Yeah,
that's true. I mean, the tree stump added to it wasn't good. But you know, you make the snow, like, do you ever have a snowball fight and you kind of make them a little advanced?
Yeah.
And then the weather
then
takes a little turn.
You?
Yeah, and then they turn into ice bombs.
Right. That could kill you.
And they really can.
It's the meanest thing in the world.
Yeah,
I did it every time.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that every
and
time.
It was always,
how does that happen that they go from snow to ice?
Because the snow starts to, like the sun comes out, so the snow melts a tiny bit, but really it's still cold, so it melts and it freezes and it just...
Now it's a weapon.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't,
and dry snow won't make a snowball. If it's dry snow, it's got to have a little bit of wetness to it. Yep. So,
but that's where you take out the little thing of water. I mean, just saying. That's how the kid got his
but
eye
I've,
out.
I have seen somebody with like a cut across their head from getting hit by what was a gentle snowball 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
So
then
this
you
is
turn
the
into a razor
so
blade.
This is the snowman.
Oh my,
now,
oh my
so you
god!
Can see the, you can see the tracks leading up to the snowman. Now, what I like the best about this is if you look at the base of the snowman.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
You can see the grill of the truck.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
The stump. Like, they plowed right into the motherfucker.
I like that it's still a really good snowman, though.
Yeah,
seriously.
I mean, quality work.
Quality work. I mean, not as much as this bullshit here. This was a lot. I mean,
they
built a whole
thing. Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by windshield. Knock.
What?
Just turning it into what you have.
Hardened.
No, I'm still working on it. Karen. I don't know what else to say. I'll just keep, just keep using a phrase.
You're in good company.
God.
Go ahead.
It's the medication. I can't
I'm starving. I'm going to eat.
Oh, yeah, good.
Well, we all know how much joy we all have had over the years of, you know, with your family visiting. Well, an EasyJet flight taking off in France had to be diverted last week because of a fake bomb threat. On January 18th, a flight... is it Lyon to Rennes? I think that it's European, so I don't know.
Say Lyon to, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Lyon.
Was in the air when authorities received an anonymous call that suggested a bomb was on the plane. So the pilots returned to a point of origin. No bomb was found. Now, authorities investigating the call said the person behind the threat was a 23-year-old college student in Rennes.
How was it spelled?
R-E-N-N-E-S.
I don't know. Yeah,
Rennes. He allegedly didn't want his parents, who were on the flight, to come visit.
Oh my God!
Police took the unidentified suspect into custody and have charged him with false news, compromising the safety of an aircraft. This, according to the Independent newspaper, his next court date is May 21st. Now, if convicted, The alleged hoaxer could face up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $85,000.
It feels like it should be more.
All because he didn't want his parents to come visit.
That's like when they kids call in bombs. They don't want to take the tests. Right. Yeah. And the whole entire
forgetting,
school. Right? Yeah.
Forgetting that, you know.
Because you didn't study.
Yeah.
And also forgetting that, you know, they could reschedule that test.
Sure. Yeah, you can ask for an extra day.
So you get an extra day to study. I feel like in the 80s, that's all we had during finals weeks was bomb threats. And you're always like, oh, we're coming back tomorrow. I feel like there was a year where it was like the craze. Like, oh, let's call it a bomb threat.
I agree.
But I was like, oh my God, can we just get this fucking over with?
Mm-hmm. I'd rather die in the bomb. Just take the test.
Just fucking test.
I agree. Just take the test.
Because I'm not going to study anymore.
Yep.
I know as much as I'm going to know.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Well.
It's your turn, Mr. Wilkie, if you're ready.
So, this is just social commentary, I guess. So, but I think it's interesting because I don't quite understand it. So, kinky or innocent, the male harness has a weird identity crisis. Award season may have embraced harness mania, but we've yet to see the R-rated accessory truly infiltrate menswear. Every picture, maybe Clayton will find it.
Because I'm
Timothy Chalamet.
Because I have to send it to myself through another app.
The male harness time, remember Adam Rippon wore it? Totally. He's coming up. The male harness time had surely come, or so many fashion blogs predicted after Timothee Chalamet arrived at the Golden Globes red carpet wearing a black sequined harness by Virgil Abloh, artistic director of Louis Vuitton's menswear collection. I think it looks kind of stupid. Naomi Pike of Vogue UK, but he looks great, called the actor's sartorial chutzpah the most Instagrammed viral look of the night. Page Six described that Chalamet and his mother, Nicole Flender, who also sported a custom Vuitton, easily secured spots at the top of the best dressed lists. Representatives for Vuitton were quick to correct harness-happy writers, clarifying that Chalamet's bedazzled accessory was in fact an embroidered bib. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Chalamet himself would later swear to Ellen DeGeneres, "I thought it was a bib. They told me it was a bib." Yeah. Uh-huh. Because he went to gay theater school. Okay. 3 weeks later at the SAG Awards, staff at Vuitton PR no doubt dealt with the headaches once again. Michael B. Jordan rolled up to the ceremony wearing a watercolor-printed Vuitton bib that was quietly dubbed a harness. And a masterpiece.
I agree. I mean, I thought it was awful.
Yeah. This is interesting. Here comes the BDSM, whatever, fetish community. Despite the tinge of S&M and maybe the leather daddy vibe that the accessory carries with it, the harness, is becoming kind of a thing for black tie affairs, Jonathan Evans Esquire, senior style editor, wrote. This gets kind of long. Sorry. The sticklers among us might shrug our shoulders and say three makes a trend. In that case, please direct your attention to black leather Moschino harness, not bib, which I kind of like. Olympic figure skater Adam Rippon wore underneath his tux jacket at the 2018 Oscars. Bibs be damned. Rippon's brilliantly fierce accessory, which I'm not a fan of either one, but his was better. pay tribute to the harnesses and as S&M devotees know and wear them. It was the latest in a long line of acts of appropriation by the world of fashion from the world of kink, as worn by the likes of Madonna, Kim Kardashian, Lady Gaga. In search of shock, fashion is a frequent visitor to the land of subdom. Maya Salam of New York Times called Rippon's S&M prom look pure on a unapologetic edge, but 1 year later, as harnesses abound, it looks downright trendy. The R-rated accoutrement has managed to do the impossible, make the internet go gaga over menswear on the red carpet, which is typically a snoozy sea of black tuxedos. That alone is no small feat, but can the harness transcend its horse people restricting reputation and emerge a bona fide
horse people?
I don't know what that means. Hornet harnesses and horses? I don't know. And become a capital T trend. So far, so maybe. British e-tailer ASOS currently sells a handful of male harnesses. Each one rings in under $50, and most are branded for parties or festivals. While none of the current offerings are as glorious as Jordan's multicolored overlay or Chalamet's glittering bib, one $45 standout resembles a chainmail sweater vest. But away from the virtual high street, harness mania seems stalled. Alexander McQueen sells a $2,500 number for women, but there are none for deep-pocketed wannabe male doms for sale at East Dane.
So this is, and I think this just looks ridiculous. So that's okay. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I thought that looked so dumb.
And it's asymmetrical under his arms, which kept bothering me.
I agree.
It looks like his bra strap's undone.
Or to me, it looks like his daughter made it, and he just had to wear it because she made it. This is Adam Rippon. And
that looks more like a real harness.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to have a kilt on underneath it.
And then this is the one that you just sent me.
So I mean, did you see the Timothy Chalamet?
That's pretty hot.
Yeah,
the Timothy Chalamet.
I mean, that's what they're going for. I was just trying to find one from a fashion spot.
Oh, okay.
So that's
that's
like how you get from that piece of business to.
I didn't see Timothy Chalamet.
Who? Which one's he?
In the black.
Huh?
Here, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, it was. It should have been at the top of what I sent you.
I didn't see that one, but I did see Michael B. Jordan.
So the BDS community.
Oh, there he is. I see him. I'll find him.
Oh, his is awful too. Oh, I have a comparison if you want to compare contrast. Can I send that to you?
I just want to read this quote though from the this BDSM woman who I love her comment.
I just sent you a compare contrast.
She said, "I noticed that companies such as Bijou Indiscreets are making mass market pieces that clearly walk the fine line between fashion and BDSM. I'm seeing things that are made to be sexy and provide some level of restraint, but not in a hardcore or serious leather way. Sparkles, vinyl, fur, but not sex dungeon."
Yeah.
Right.
I love her. She's like the BDSM queen.
I like that.
She's like, nice try.
Yeah, if you want to wear a harness, it better be a leather harness. Otherwise, it's just lame. Exactly. Agreed. So did you get that picture?
I think it's kind of... We don't have to talk about this forever. I just think it's kind of stupid.
That picture is only a web page. I can't save it as a picture. That's what I keep having a problem with.
Oh, the one I just sent you?
Yeah, it's the same one he sent me.
Oh, okay.
So I've got to find that picture standalone is what I'm trying to find.
Oh, okay, sorry.
There is a woman who's the owner of a bondage sex...
Whores of Yore?
Oh, here it is. Here's one.
Bondage sex shop. She said, "I think it's validating to see celebrities in harnesses." The manager of Purple Passion, a bonded sex shop in New York. Fashion trickles up and it trickles down. It starts from the underground, then it gets picked up, gets more popular, and falls away.
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
The Wolf mentioned Rippon's Oscar outfit.
Oh, there's a good compare. Yeah, his...
It just looks stupid.
Timothy Chalamet's is better only because it's hardly visible.
But it looks like a bra that's...
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to wear...
something's on backwards.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's not, not flattering to the figure.
No, it's stupid. So here's what the BDSM shop owner lady said. Though Wolf mentioned Rippon's Oscar outfit as a harness high point, she admitted that most of her customers are not buying the accessory to wear under a suit jacket. They're wearing it with skin to the bar on Saturday night or to dance parties.
As God intended.
Exactly. Right. And if red carpets are to be believed, the harness will soon be seen at many more parties. As for the bib, save it for babies as protective wear for lobster eating.
Yeah, I mean, aside from keeping your nipple safe, what's protected by that bib?
I know.
Or am I using bib wrong?
That's not. Are you using nipples wrong? Nipples.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I use my nipples.
Yeah.
Can you milk me?
Oh my God, a knot. Have to be leather. Gosh, people. But I don't know. All right, then we'll move on.
Please.
Just one more thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, Clayton. Clayton's getting frustrated.
No, I'm not frustrated. No. I couldn't understand. Somebody sent me something else, and I'm like, why did I just get that?
So the harness, like Rippon, like the real way, whatever, and then this looks really stupid, but I actually wasn't the biggest fan of like the harness just coming in at all with Rippon or anyone else. Like, why is that a thing we need to be wearing with a tuxedo?
Right,
like,
I agree, but I thought he looked...
No, he did, but like, is that really what that's where we're going?
But I mean, if you got to wear black, because black tie is so boring for men. Right. Like, I mean, a way to make it interesting.
So you're saying that's jazzing it up?
Yeah, it's doing something. It's at least interesting, and it was something that was, if it's, you know, flattering, looks great. As like you said, it looks great on someone's good pecs. Like,
it does. Okay.
Like that, I mean, the one from that fashion shoot, if that was our first introduction, the one of the black and white picture, I'd be more on board. But looking at,
I'm going to do that.
And Michael B. Jordan is so beautiful that all night long we're like, what the fuck is he wearing?
A lot of crosstalk.
We'll move on. Thanks for indulging that.
Oh, no, that's fantastic. I am so glad that you actually did that because I couldn't figure out what the fuck Michael B. Jordan was wearing.
I know.
That's irritating me.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up for you.
We said it 14 times through the course of the show. Like,
you know, I will tell you that if Michael B. Jordan wasn't wearing anything, I'd still be fine with it.
No, better.
Okay.
Better.
Yeah, right. Actually, that would have been...
Naked Michael B. Jordan, better.
Better, way better.
I'll
make strong argument against jeans right now if it gets him naked.
And I'd be, still working on it.
Still working on it.
Knock, knock.
Ready to rock and roll.
I do, Marnie, I do want you to know that these wasabi peas are spicy.
That's not what
it is. Oh, it's
That's
not?
That's not how any of
oh,
this
no.
works.
Oh, no. How does it work? There's, how do I say it?
It's not that. Oh, I have to find it. It was,
not how any of this works.
Horse shit.
I'm sorry.
It's got a little bite to it.
It's got a little bite to it.
I'll have to look that up.
No, that's those okay. And then because it's dehydrated wasabi. When you drink water, it rehydrates wasabi.
Yeah, I made that discovery.
It's an exhausting journey.
It's an exhausting journey. So what you do is you add water and you eat some goddamn wasabi.
There's a local story here, and I'm just to frighten the fuck out of everybody for Valentine's Day and make it even worse. No. I'm going to apply for a job. It's at Hertz Donuts. Oh, anybody what? Ever heard of Hertz Donuts?
Do you rent them?
Why do I feel...
Nope.
Oh, God.
Not exactly.
I'm done with this donut. You can have it back.
Not exactly.
Did you send me the right picture? I don't think you did.
I sent a video. Did you?
Did you?
Yeah.
Where did
I'm done with this donut. It had sprinkles when I rented it.
It's a little... it's just underwear.
No, you didn't send me. Where did you send it, Mark?
Oh.
Did you get the insurance on the donut?
Yeah. Facebook.
My bad.
Covered.
Normally, when you all send me stuff for the show, you send it to the show's page.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I
texted you.
No, I don't expect you to know because you don't send enough stuff.
I don't.
But no,
you always say to send it to what Facebook,
I'm doing. I'm going to see if I can do that because I got to do it there. There's so much going on.
What the hell is going on?
She's brand new.
I sent it to the right place.
You sent it, but I didn't realize what you were sending it for.
Oh, I got it.
Because you sent me another picture.
I did?
Yes. About Kingman?
Yeah.
Different. See, that's where I thought we were going.
Oh, I see. No.
God.
This is totally different. While you're looking for that, just very quickly.
Yeah.
On June 8th,
I can put that up.
A lovely local listener.
I was ready for that.
A listener, not necessarily local any longer. Bridget is up in Kingman, and Laura had sent this Mastro Pietro, mm-hmm. our Laura, and so this is just something to throw out there for anybody. They're going to be planning their first Pride on June 8th up in Kingman, which mm-hmm. is a few hours. I'm not sure, four hours.
About three.
Okay.
It's the most north and west corner of the state of Arizona,
right
before you go over the mountain into Nevada. Heading to Lawson,
Nevada
or to Vegas.
Right.
Just because we watch Vice.
I love it.
Say it one more fucking time.
So they're planning a little Pride celebration, and I just thought if any of us or anyone, you know, like if Amina comes in from... Africa, maybe. She'd want
I
to
only
to
have
Kingman.
One question. Does that mean I have to go to Kingman?
Well,
I'm out.
You can send your regards.
I've been several times.
I actually have been through.
I have
too. I've not ever gone to Kingman.
I have.
Yeah.
Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino.
Oh, very nice. I'm not sure what just happened.
You get your kicks.
Route 66.
Sure. All right. Fair point. So did the video go?
It's loading. We're loading. It's slow. It's low.
So tell your story.
All right, I'll tell the story and then you can see the video.
Jesus.
So Hertz Donuts, which just so that everyone is aware, is open 24 hours.
In a row?
Yeah. 24/7. Hertz Donuts is open 24/7, and it's located near the Loop 101 and University Drive, just for anybody who wants to know.
Oh, it's a local story.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to let you know my new job. It may not be the standard job description, but with Valentine's Day still a few weeks away, you're welcome for the reminder. Hertz Donuts in Tempe is in need of some assistance with their February deliveries. They're looking for not one, but two diaper-wearing, rose-petal-throwing, dancing love babies to help them deliver Valentine's Day donuts.
Do they make love to each other?
No. To offices and homes around
the
valley.
Not since the accident.
Not since they had to start wearing diapers.
Sure enough, to embarrass just about anyone and everyone in the immediate area. Warning, a lot of people should be very scared at work in February, a post on the donut shop's Facebook page said, followed by two laughing and crying face emojis, which I would have been bawling if anyone ever sent this to me. The pay is near $24 an hour plus cash tips. So maybe I'm back on
yeah,
board.
Yeah,
right?
Wait a minute.
Now, time out.
I'm judgy sometimes.
Let's play it by ear, I said.
Yeah.
So the hours.
We
will
put
be,
wings on.
Yeah, you, know, oh, you do. You do. There's a video that you'll see.
of winged Cupid.
Kind of. The hours will be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and the schedule is flexible. So how nice is that? 24 an hour and tips. Interested? Send them a message on Facebook. And it is available here if you'd like me to get that to you. Deliveries will be made within the Phoenix metro area between February 1st. So you got to get these things in before, you know, you'll probably have to practice. Between February 1st and the 14th, according to an Instagram post. Orders
can be placed.
My magic
love baby dance is what you're telling me I have to learn.
Kind of.
Okay.
Orders can be placed by dialing a certain number. I'll go ahead and let you know that number if you'd like to. Due to the high call volume we experience with these, if we do not answer right away, please leave us a message.
This is
the cost for a dozen standard donuts and Cupid delivery is $35.
Oh no.
Would you like to burn everybody's eyes out with this?
Last October, the Tempe Donut Shop had a creepy clown driver deliver donuts. Not going to happen. It was its second year doing it. Other locations around the country have run similar promotions. So this will give you an idea of the eyeful that you could potentially get.
The eyeful.
You can also see that. Look up, Al. You can also see.
I thought there was sound, but there isn't.
You can also see this Cupid. Or Cupid's like it.
It's at like a bar, at a, so embarrassed.
At a bar near you.
Oh, we got glitter.
This is when people need to learn how to turn their phones the other way to make the videos.
I mean, for real.
He's got a belt bag.
He's making $24 an hour. Let's focus on the positive.
Plus tips.
I could see Ron Rogers doing that.
Oh, my God, for real.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Ron Rogers would do that.
He'd look better in the underwear, too.
He certainly would.
But that's kind of the point.
Well.
Hurts donut.
Come on.
Yeah. Was there
a donut?
Back up.
Yeah.
Was there a band-aid on that donut?
Yes, there was. Yes. Hurts.
It you got are injured. Not selling me food with a band-aid
on
it.
It's the Les Nessman of
it's
donuts.
Dangerous.
It's dangerous.
Donuts are dangerous.
I mean, Jesus, if I moved to America, I'd keep a baseball bat with nails in it. I'm with you, Nan.
It's not
$24 is $24 is what I have to say about that. Plus tips?
Plus tips.
Shit. I have the
personality. Somebody's gonna give that guy $5 to go away.
Yeah.
Up to $29 an hour.
I bet you my ass someone will go ahead and give him $100.
That would be Al.
Here is
you would just be like, no.
No.
But can I have the donut?
Yeah. Do you have any bagels?
Without a Band-Aid.
So just, yeah, so can I have the kind that haven't seen a Band-Aid?
No Band-Aids.
I saw that last week and I fucking roared. I'm like, that's my
new
job.
Oh my God. Years ago, somebody said,
wings.
Somebody went down to the cafeteria and got a tuna fish sandwich. And I was like, oh God, hospital cafeteria tuna fish. I don't think I can. He goes, It kind of tastes like Band-Aids.
Oh, no.
Every once in a while, times is hard, and that's all the time
times
I went down there.
Hard.
You might have ruined it for me.
Every once in a while, you have to eat the tuna fish down there because there's nothing
times
else.
Times is hard.
Oh my God. And all I think was, as I'm eating it, is this really does taste like Band-Aids.
Oh my God.
How many times did they have to sample Band-Aids to figure out what the taste was?
You smell it. You can send it out from the smell.
It's kind of like drinking gin. It's like chewing on a pine tree.
Yeah, you just...
Like, you smell the juniper.
That smell of Band-Aids when you open the box that's just with you.
And that you just...
Forever.
A smell you can taste.
Yeah, a smell you can taste, yeah.
Same thing.
I'm afraid to tell you how many times that comes up at work.
No!
I wish I was kidding.
I'm sure you are not.
Okay.
Oh.
So, I won't read the headline. So a new study published in the Irish Medical Journal, the fuck is wrong with Irish people, recounts the case of a 33-year-old man who was hospitalized after repeatedly injecting himself with semen to relieve chronic back pain. This is the first reported case of semen injection.
Yeah.
That way. For use as a medical treatment.
So that's what they're calling it nowadays, yes, a medical treatment. Yeah.
A case study titled Seminally Harmless Back Pain.
Seminally.
An annual presentation of a subcutaneous abscess. The man's handmade remedy was reportedly discovered when he showed up at a doctor's
office. He's so dumb.
Reportedly discovered when he showed up to a doctor's office complaining of severe back pain. While examining the patient, a physician noticed the man's right arm appeared swollen and inflamed. The explanation the man gave was one the doctor likely never expected. The patient disclosed that he had intravenously injected his own semen as an innovative method to treat back pain, doctors wrote in the study. He had devised this cure independent of any medical advice.
Right.
The man reportedly said he had purchased a hypodermic needle online and had been injecting himself once a month, that's all, for the past 18 months. Nothing, I feel like he was wasting product. Before visiting the doctor, he said he hurt his lower back while lifting a heavy object and gave himself 3 doses, according to the study.
I mean, harness not included.
Harness not included. He did. He impregnated his own arm.
That's exactly right, Amina.
The semen reportedly entered the man's blood vessels and muscles. An x-ray revealed air trapped beneath the man's skin, which is really bad, and he was immediately hospitalized, according to the study. Doctors treated the man with intravenous antimicrobial therapy. His back pain reportedly subsided, and he discharged himself without having the oxygen.
That was worth waiting for. That was worth waiting for.
Fantastic. God damn,
the doctors conducted a comprehensive review of medical literature and were unable to find any other cases of intravenous semen injection. The study concludes with the warning that medical experimentation is dangerous and it's risky for untrained individuals to inject themselves with substances not intended for intravenous use.
We're anti-vaxxers on this, Amina wants to know.
Oh, yeah, we are definitely. Well, semen vaccinations, not that way.
There's your answer.
But, you know, I'm sure if you go to something called Pornhub, it'll show you how to properly inject.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The more you know. You know what I'm saying?
That was...
The more. Well, that was organic, and I appreciate it.
The more you know.
I like when Rachel used to do that on her show, but she doesn't anymore.
Wow.
She got sued by the star. I know.
Did she really?
But I like that she had the xylophone.
Oh, I'm like, what?
She had a little xylophone.
Oh, you mean the segment that she did at the end of the show?
Yeah,
right.
But it was called something else.
No.
Was it the more you know?
You're right. That is what they did. I forget. You know where the guy would hold the sign and walk through the set?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. No, that. Yeah. Where's the other one, though? Hang on. I've lost multiple things.
Yes, whoever wrote this story did.
I have a quick one. Yeah. I have a quick funny one. Al will like this one too, I think. Police seek, and this is recent, police seek volunteers to drink to excess. Get drunk on the local police department's dime? Hell yes. Sound unbelievable? One Pennsylvania police department is giving 3 lucky volunteers the chance to help train officers in field sobriety tests by drinking a lot. Don't bother applying, though. The Cootstown Borough Police Department posted on Facebook.
It's European.
It's European. They put the request on Wednesday and was flooded with eager volunteers. On Thursday, the department made it clear that this was a limited time offer. We have an overwhelming response for this. Reads a comment from the Cootstown police. And at this point, we have enough volunteers. The department set a few stipulations when it made the original request. Participants for the training exercise have to be in good health with a clean criminal record and no history of drug or alcohol abuse. Al, we're out.
Yeah.
They have that you have to sign a waiver, and they need a sober companion prepared to take care of them afterwards.
Well, so that you don't get a DUI. Each other.
Yeah. And of course, they have to be willing to drink hard liquor to the point of inebriation.
Oh,
we do have that
goodness.
Covered. To say the town responded enthusiastically to the inquiry would be an understatement. The post was shared more than 1,400 times by Thursday night, and hundreds of people left comments, all for the borough with a population of over just 5,000.
Fantastic.
Is there a spectator area?
A little less
I love this. Is there a spectator area?
Yeah.
I like this. This is my favorite one of all.
Baker did the alphabet backwards again.
Is there a sign-up sheet?
You just have to hear this right now because it's so funny.
Missed you.
Will this count as credit for my community service?
Is there
hopefuls?
Are there any prerequisites?
Hopefuls, both young and old, took issue with the requirement that participants would have to be within the ages of 25 to 40. Cutoff ages 40, Spurn volunteer Danny Wade, adding, "This 52-year-old firefighter is willing to give it a run." Coatestown, located in a bucolic Berks County. It's getting weirder by the minute. Sits in the intersection of Pennsylvania Dutch Country. That might be the problem.
Okay.
With its horse and buggy attractions.
So it's
Amish people. State-owned Coatestown University just out... Oh, my God.
It's a Germanic people.
Keep saying it.
Coatestown is a college town. Everyone's drunk.
Sobriety Hello, Rumspringer.
They should have somebody stop drinking so they can spot a sober person in the wild.
Right.
The sobriety test taking won't take place until April, and it's unclear what aptitude test Police Chief Craig Summers will employ to choose from the volunteers. But at least for now, it seems that all eyes in Coatestown are on Summers and the three golden tickets he'll soon hand out. As far as other sobriety tests, marijuana use is illegal in Pennsylvania, so Coatestown police won't likely be looking for stoned volunteers anytime soon. You'll have to wait.
I feel like this this Coatestown would have someone who would kind of like Coots. Coming up going, I love it. That's who would be pulling you over.
Cooter. No,
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Right.
Cooter
was the mechanic in Hazard County.
And everybody's middle name is May, and they use it. And they use it.
And they don't care.
Oh, we can't do Florida Man without Cap. I did see a Florida woman, though, Amina, story, and I almost sent it over. I should have sent it to Cap.
Oh, and what was she on Twitter? What was the Florida
Yeah, Florida woman was on.
Oh, my God. It's too much.
Organic free-ranged hand sperm.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'm just catching up on the
free-range.
Oh, fantastic.
We could do Florida. Well, maybe, I guess you can't do Florida Man. But I do want to say I'm the originator of Florida Man, not Kat Carlson. So just she tried to steal my thunder there. I want the record to be clear.
All of a sudden, contributing fill-in has issue.
I'll just tell you, Kat Carlson.
He's a little pissy.
She didn't even know what Florida Man was until I told her, and then she lost her shit over it.
Telling you. Sons of bitches.
It's kind of like that Frank Sinatra song. Nobody knows his life.
Hold her accountable when I'm not here. When she goes, oh, Florida Man, thanks. Thank you, Doug.
Now I know.
I know she'll love that.
Hashtag thanks.
She'll really appreciate that when you do it, too.
Where are you from?
She'll
Coots, literally.
Coots.
Yeah.
Coots lit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Amina.
Coots lit.
Don't lie for him sometimes come in bill form.
Almost.
Yes.
Well, yeah. The ones that go in the top do.
Yes. Otherwise, they're called firecrackers. When you said Mad Al and the More You Know a minute ago, I thought you meant this.
Hey, what's up? Guten Tag. Greetings, Earthlings. What's crack-a-lackin'? It is great that we express ourselves differently. If we were all the same, life would be boring. So get to know people who aren't like you. You'll appreciate what makes us different. The more you know.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Yes. But yes. She actually did that for NBC about 10 years ago.
Yes.
But you're talking about the actual segment on her show.
The segment, I think it's called something else, though. Like, The More You Know Now.
Now You Know More.
Now You Know More.
Now
yeah,
You Know
see.
More.
Because they couldn't do the copyright infringement.
Even though it's NBC.
Right.
Because the star suitor.
Sure.
Yeah. She believed me. Amina, try it again.
We don't have... No, I think we...
I'm like, why are you doing that again?
Amina, thank you for that. But I think we may not have time to do something like that.
I have one final...
Even though I would love to.
One final headline story before we get out of this segment. Are you warm? Are you okay? You gonna live?
I don't remember transitioning to a woman, but I went right into menopause because now I get hot flashes.
Well, the dumpster fire reportedly wanted to tweak the script of his animatronic likeness at Walt Disney World's Hall of Presidents attraction in order to make a quick boast. If you recall, several months ago when they installed it, it probably was close to 2 years ago, we did a story about it, and we did the audio that showed whatever where I feel like the Lincoln robot wanted to beat the shit out of him, but maybe not. The iconic attraction has for decades added new animatronic presidents each time they're elected, complete with audio. Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all recorded dialogue for the attraction. Well, in this prick's case, he wanted to personalize the speech with a boast about his pre-presidential business activities. According to the book called Team of Vipers by Cliff Sims, who served as director of White House Message Strategy The president wanted to add a line about how Americans invented the skyscraper. Disney objected, noting that a skyscraper wasn't an invention, but just a taller building. And then they removed the line from Trump's script. God. I thought that was great that Disney's like, no, we're not, we're going to have to.
Not going to have to.
Not going to do that. Yeah.
No.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. Would not be prudent at all. No. Fuckhead. There's that.
As Rosa Parks would say,
you
nah.
You watch Family Guy, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
But the maid that cleans up.
No, I stay.
No.
No, I stay.
No, no matter what you say. No.
No. I do.
Isn't that funny?
It's time for you to leave now. No, I stay.
I clean up, okay.
I stay. I don't.
Well, they're sharing the Florida stories with each other.
Who is?
Oh, they are in the chat room because it's the guy that thought he stole pain pills. Yeah. But he ended up stealing laxatives and shitting his pants. And the man who drove his Ferrari into the ocean was Jesus told him to.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Well, let's. Are you ready? Let's go. Let's do this. Here we go.
All right. We got musicals. We have a very special movie performance from the London stage. We have. Don't hit that button. Just don't. We have the SAG Awards. We have a premiere date for a show, a movie, an Indian love story that was very good. That where's that poem? A horror movie that I accidentally watched and was shit myself. We're gonna just blow through a lot of stories here.
That goes back to laxatives.
So much.
Literally,
you're blowing through stuff.
Blowing through it. Literally.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done.
Oh my God. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Well, it finally happened, Zachary. Somebody burned down my she shed.
Nobody burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Well, my she shed's on fire.